Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me. Like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh. Or curating the best pop playlist you've ever heard in your life. And even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. Which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your favorite Canadian, Rico, back at it again. You are tuned in to BFPN, Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network, home to 7 days a week of Buffalo Bills content, news, updates, analysis, you name it, we got it 7 days a week. So sit back, relax, turn up the volume. It's BFPN, Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network.
What is going on, Bills Mafia? Bills Mafia, what is going on? Welcome into the Overreaction Bills Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills Podcast, Joe Miller, and you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. With the one single, always and forever guarantee that if you follow me, I will follow you back and I will not unfollow you unless you tweet porn. That is the only reason that I will unfollow you. It's just not something that I particularly care to see in my feed. So some of you are in with it and down with it, and that's good for you. But for me, that's just not where I like to spend necessarily the majority of my time. Little hint, if you like it, on Twitter as well, it also shows up in people's feed. So something maybe you just might want to know about for those of you that maybe don't know that. But yeah, anyways, welcome into the show, into the Overreaction Bills Podcast. Thank you for joining me. As I always say, whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee, on the drive to work, more than likely not this one, being that this is a weekend preview, Bills Jets preview podcast, or if it finds you at the gym working out with your AirPods in, let me just say welcome. It is always an honor and a privilege and just a pleasure to have you. As my listener base and the following for this show continues to grow, it's overwhelming. It's literally a year ago when I started this podcast. You guys hear me talk about it a lot. A year ago when I started this show, I never in a million years expected it to grow to the extent that it has grown, to get as large as it has gotten, to be a must listen for so many of you. And I kind of got in trouble last week because there was a couple weird games, and I put out a preview show before the Titans game, and I didn't do one last week before the Monday game because things were just weird, and it's weird to have a primetime game and try to do a preview show before the Bills play on like a Tuesday or a Monday. And I got called out a little bit. So it's interesting to me that that some of you have locked in and keyed into my voice enough, that like radio voice. This is my radio voice, and I'm using my radio voice. Like it's just funny to me that some of you are locked into and are excited to hear me talk. And I know that sounds weird. It's just an honor and a privilege. It's actually quite humbling, and I just appreciate it. Enough about me. Real quick, just some quick housekeeping things. This podcast that you are listening to used to be on a single solitary channel on podcast platforms for the Buffalo Fanatics. However, Buffalo Fanatics has gone and given all of us, all of the podcasters in our roster, our own RSS podcast feeds. So If you have not yet done so, I need you to go to your favorite podcast platform, whether it's Spotify or Apple iTunes podcast or Stitcher or wherever you're listening, Google Play. Search this app just like you did. Subscribe to this podcast and also rate and review. Just because it helps me with my metrics. It also helps you find me, and it'll help other people find me too. So if you could do that main solid, that would be fantastic. But I do want to just say that I'm excited to be here with you guys. I want to talk about the Bills real quick. I'm not going to keep you long today. This is the typical preview, a Sunday preview for the Bills game before the Jets-Bills play at 1 o'clock. At MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, because they don't play in New York. But before I talk about stuff, this is just a weird week, bro. This is just a weird week, I guess, bro and ladies. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what to expect. A lot has happened in the last week. Like, I could go through, obviously, the Quentin Spain stuff. For those of you that have not heard, Quentin Spain is no longer a member of this football team, which basically means that and as of the recording, it happened after 4 o'clock on Saturday, before the Jets game. Feliciano has not been activated, which was what we kind of expected was going to happen. What was going to make Quentin Spain available or dispensable was the fact that Feliciano was going to play. Well, Feliciano is not going to be active for this football game. So we have no Feliciano. We have no Quentin Spain. It doesn't look like we're going to have Cody Ford. So you can expect your guards to start this football game. One, Brian Winters, who was a cast off from the Jets, and Ryan Bates, who filled in for Cody Ford when Cody Ford went down against the Chiefs. In a game that, to me, you know, the Buffalo Bills need to come out and they need to make a statement. And I don't mean a statement game in the sense of like, we went out there and we put like 50 points on that team and we showed the world that we are who we are. I mean that this team needs to go out and they need to make a statement on offense and defense, primarily in the trenches. This football team has been getting, for lack of a better word, owned in the trenches. Both on offense, the offensive line has been not great, and the defensive line has been, the word isn't even suspect. We've talked a lot about it. A lot of shows have talked about it. There's been a lot of conversation as far as like what is wrong and how does it get fixed and why, and is it scheme? Is it, is it just lack of execution? Is it picking your poison? You know, clearly last week against the Chiefs, you know, the Buffalo Bills decided to allow Edwards-Helaire to run all over them, and run all over them he did. And it can be argued that at the end of that game, towards the end, the Bills were only down one score and had an opportunity to be in that game and potentially win. And I'm not here to take that away from this football team. There's an aspect you could argue, one could argue on one side, that this Bills team at the end of that Chiefs football game had an opportunity to take the lead if they had made some stops towards the end. They were within a score. You all remember the possession, Josh Allen took it down. They scored in like 2.5 minutes. He threw the touchdown pass to Cole Beasley. And then after that, they obviously couldn't stop the Chiefs. Josh Allen throws into triple coverage. He gets picked off. And then I think they lost the game by 9. Right? That was the score, 26-17. But at the same time, they are getting no pressure on opposing team quarterbacks, whether with four or even with blitzes. And this is a defense. You've heard me say it. If you listen to other podcasts, if you know anything about Sean McDermott and the Leslie Frazier defense, this is a defense that requires front four pressure. If pressure is not applied by the rushing front four, the starting front four, then basically the defensive backs and the linebackers are hung out to dry. There's been a lot of hanging out to dry for this football team, primarily because of the defensive line. So when I'm telling you that the Bills need to make a statement on offense and defense, especially in the trenches, not just have a nice game, but they need to impose themselves on the Jets. They're going to need it like never before on defense with the current condition of our linebackers. Matt Milano is again not going to play in this football game. Obviously, Tremaine Edmonds is still a little bit hurt. We clearly know what we have in A.J. Klein. And I think Tyrell Dodson is a little bit banged up as well. When we're talking about the defensive backfield, Josh Norman is now out of this football game. He tweaked a hamstring on Friday. Clearly, Levi Wallace is still on IR. Cam Lewis, who came in and did and flashed against in the last two games, I think he's got a broken wrist or a broken hand. He's got a big cast. Whether or not he plays, who knows? It might be a situation where he has to play. But if there's a football game where the defensive line needs to take over a game, it's this one. The Jets are currently 26th in the NFL in sacks allowed. And if the defensive line is going to find itself, well, it's probably potentially going to hopefully maybe, I can't believe I said it that way, be this game. But it is going to be an uphill climb on the other side of the football for this offensive line. I'm going to say that again. It's going to be an uphill climb for the opposite side of the football on this offensive line to impose themselves on the Jets. Unless McBean can pull some magical rabbit out of their hat and do something that nobody expected, and they've got an ace in the hole that, frankly, we have not seen yet. Man, Joe, you're being awful down. Well, I don't have a lot to be hopeful. I haven't even read you the injury report yet. I haven't even gotten to the real bad news, which if this is the first thing that you're tasting in regards to pregame content and material for this football game this weekend, you're about to be really surprised. No, not Josh Allen, but you're about to be really surprised. But if there was a time that you needed a tune-up game, if there was a time that you needed to rebound, if there was a time you needed to go out and get your groove back on, this is the perfect setup. You're playing a Jets team that is frankly awful. There's more to talk about with this Jets team about who's not there than it is to talk about who is there. They traded another linebacker this week. Jamison Crowder has just been downgraded to pretty much out of this football game. They are going to get Sam Darnold back. Mekhi Becton, there's no real report, but I think he's questionable, but I think it's doubtful that he's going to play. And obviously, they traded Lev Bell. This Jets team is woeful. But it's also back to the, backing a wild animal into a corner, a starving wild animal into a corner and seeing what it does to you when you try to get it, right? I mean, they could literally come out and lay one on us. Let me just say this. I wouldn't exactly go as far as to say that I'm super confident in this football team. The Bills are going to have to, if there was a game that they're going to have to figure out a way to confuse a defense, that they're going to have to misdirection a defense, that they're going to have to, you're talking about a defense as well that has a head coach that not only headhunts, and he has headhunted Josh Allen before several times, but they also bring pressure. And now we trace back to what I started the show with, which is there is no John Feliciano in this game. There is no Quentin Spain in this game. There is no Cody Ford in this game. Your guards are going to be Brian Winters, who the Jets got rid of, and Ryan Bates. Now for the really bad news. It was reported on Saturday that tight end Dawson Knox from the Buffalo Bills has come down with COVID, and he has been put on the reserve COVID list. With him on the reserve COVID list is tight end Lee Smith, as well as Tommy Sweeney. There is no indication or report as to whether or not they have COVID, but at this point in time, they've been put on the reserve list as a precaution, I am sure. Is there a chance before this football game they could test negative twice and play? I'm sure they could. However, at this point in time, it looks like your tight ends for this football game are Tyler Kroft and Reggie Gilliam. Well, how in the world did Tyler Kroft and Gilliam not get it? Well, Tyler Kroft was busy having a baby. And Gilliam, we don't know. Hopefully social distancing, or he wasn't in the room, or he wasn't near Dawson Knox when he came down. So now you're talking about a defense coming to play this offense that has basically no NFL quality starting guards. These are backup players at best, maybe. We also have no tight ends outside of Tyler Kroft and Gilliam. Now, Gilliam's a big old boy, and Gilliam can block, but he hasn't played a whole lot in this Bills offense. He's obviously been on the team this whole year, and he had a touchdown in week one, but I'm a little nervous. I'm a little concerned. Devin Singletary isn't the biggest guy in the world. I want to tell you that my expectation is the Bills should come out and fine-tune that offense. They should come out and they should just chuck the ball all over the yard and do what they did in the first four games of the season and allow Josh Allen to find himself again, allow Brian Daboll to find himself again, allow that offense just to find what it is, get back to the personality of who they were the first four games before they started dicking around with the game plan against the Titans and against the Chiefs. Like, just go back to what you do well. That, like, dance with the one you came with. Like, you do this well, do this well. Just stop messing around and do this well. However, with all the crap that I just told you, I'm just not sure that's even in the deck of cards. This might be a situation, even when I say that, I'm about to tell you that this might be a game where the Bills have to line up and run the ball the whole game. But oh, by the way, the reason we haven't been able to run the football this year is because our guard play between Cody Ford and Brian Winters has been less than desirable, and now Cody Ford is out. And the road grader we had, Quentin Spain, the Bills released this week. Paint me not super confident in this football game. We've got a Buffalo Bills team that's reeling a little bit. They're on the ropes, even as much as they're telling you from the locker room, hey, there's a lot of football left to be played and the season isn't lost in one game. Losing three games in a row is somewhat of a concern. That's a slide of epic proportions. And you've got a team coming, or you're going to play a team in their home stadium, rather, that hasn't won a football game yet. And right now is kind of, they're like the laughing stock of the NFL. And you better believe they want to prove something. Not only to themselves, but to the NFL and their coaches. These guys are playing for jobs in the NFL, not only this year, but next year. Hey, yeah, I was a member of that Jets football team that went 0-16 or 1-15, but did you see me every week? I played my heart out, regardless of what the scores were, regardless of what the record was, regardless of the coaches, regardless of what was going on. I played as hard as I possibly could because I love football and that's what I do. You better believe that they're writing some of these players on that Jets football team are writing their resumes right now for who they're going to play for next year. Because that team is about to clean house. If it doesn't happen before the end of the season, it's going to happen at the end of the season for sure. So this is not going to be a pushover walkthrough game. And the Bills are nowhere even close to being healthy, to having what I would consider a filled out roster. One, dude, you get a guard go down in this football game, you get a tight end go down in this football game, and the complexity of this game completely changes. Or a linebacker or a cornerback. If the Bills have an injury, a cornerback, linebacker, guard, or tight end in this football game, we're in a little bit of trouble. Heck, we're probably in quite a bit of trouble. Yikes. So I've kept you guys too long. So I know that sounds awful. And I know that I painted a really dark picture. And but I'm trying to give you what you need to be paying attention to in this football game. This is not going to be, oh, it's just the Jets. We're going to walk all over them. So if you feel like I'm overreacting a little bit, I apologize. If you feel like I'm being too dark and too negative, I apologize. That's not necessarily my intent, rather. I just want to paint a real picture. This is, you know, believe me, I hope and pray that the Bills walk in there and they beat them, you know, 45-7 or something like that. I just have a hard time believing that that's necessarily what's going to happen. Real quick, I want to give you the injury report for the Bills, and then we're gonna do our around the league pick'em stuff that we like to do, of which I've actually done pretty good this year. Josh Allen, left shoulder, full participant all week long. He is obviously going to play. John Brown is out of this football game. Dodson, oh, I talked about Dodson earlier. So we also don't have Dodson. So Dodson is out of this football game. Yikes. Cody Ford is out of this football game. Who else is he? Dawson Knox is out of this football game. Cam Lewis is questionable. My guess is like I said, with that wrist, he's probably going to play with that wrap or that cast on his wrist. Matt Milano, pectoral. They have him as questionable. I thought I saw or heard that he was not going to play in this football game. I thought I saw that on Friday. And then Tre'Davious White with his back is questionable. We better see Tre'Davious or, good Lord, you might as well just turn the TV off before it starts. Yeah. So if I had to get into this stat line wise, you know, I'm a little bit concerned. I'm a lot concerned about what this Jets football team is going to, how they're going to feel themselves. They're going to watch tape of the Bills playing the Titans. They're going to watch tape of the Bills playing the Chiefs. They're going to watch tape of themselves playing the Bills last time. And they're probably going to find some areas and some things that they can exploit. They're probably going to ask themselves what Bills team is going to come out of the tunnel. Because right now, not even I can tell you what Bills team is going to come out of that tunnel, both personnel-wise as well as from a mentality and a mindset standpoint. So expect the Jets to come out, be amped up, ready to play, and want to punch somebody in the face. Now, like I told you, the Bills need to come out and they need to make a statement in the trenches. It's great that Brian Winters is a great practice guy. We need Brian Winters to be a great game day guy during this football game. Deion Dawkins. We need these guys to step up, Darrell Williams to step up, Mitch Morse, and bring physicality back to this football team. We need that defensive line to bring physicality and an attitude back to this football team. If that can be done, I see no reason that Josh Allen can't throw for 3 touchdowns in this football game and rush for another. I see no reason that between Devin Singletary and Zach Moss that they can't rush for 100 yards in this football team. That Jets team is not good. The Bills are a good football team. This Jets team is not good. If this defensive line can do what it is paid to do, and it is paid a lot of money, more than any other defensive line in the NFL, if they can do what they're paid to do, it will shore up that linebacker group as well as that defensive backfield. And they can shut that Jets football team down. They've got 71-year-old Frank Gore running the football and a hobbled Sam Darnold playing quarterback, most likely. If not, they're going to get a 70-year-old Joe Flacco and a receiver core that isn't great. Their best receiver is out of the game. Stat lines. Let's talk stat lines. Give me Josh. And I'm going to go hopeful. I'm going to go. What do you don't expect me to pick the Jets, right? I mean, give me the Buffalo Bills in this football game. Josh Allen with 3 touchdowns, rushing for another. I think Zach Moss gets in the end zone in this football game as well. So right there, I've got them at, 5 touchdowns? Give me the Bills with 42 points. Give me the Jets with 17 points against this defense. I think the defense shows up. I think a fire has been lit under not only Frazier's butt, but this defensive line's butt. And they're going to see that not only the word or the phrase is 1/11th, that defensive line is going to have to do far more than 1/11th per. They're going to have to do better than that. But 42-17, Josh Allen 3 touchdowns, passing 1, rushing on the ground. Zach Moss has a touchdown, and there'll be another one, maybe a defensive touchdown. Maybe we'll get a pick 6, and that'll get us to the number 42 for this football game. But I got the Bills coming out coming out of this game 5-2, and my prediction is that football will be once again fun again in Buffalo next week, which would be absolutely amazing. Please, can we get back to Victory Mondays? Now, go ahead and cue the music as we get ready to go around the NFL. Thursday night, the Giants lost to the Eagles. That game has already been played, but we're going to pick the games this week for you just for fun. I don't really gamble. I like to go to Vegas. I like to play cards and do those types of things, but I'm not a big sports bettor. If you're into sports betting, if that's something you like to do, follow Casey, one of the contributors, and he has a podcast with Manny here at Buffalo Fanatics. He is up on it. He is into it. He actually does a really good job. And I think he went last week, crushed him and just about everybody on our staff. I made it out okay because I don't bet. But if you're into that sort of thing, you want to follow Casey and you want to listen to his podcast because he's all over that stuff. So without any further ado, we got the Steelers at the Titans. You know what? Give me the Steelers in this football game, the Titans, the battle of the unbeatens, the 5-0 Steelers going to meet the 5-0 Titans. I'm going to take the Steelers in that football game. Cowboys at the Washington football team. Even with Dak being out, that Washington football team is not good. With Dak being out, I'll still take the Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys over the Washington team. The Bills and the Jets, I already took the Bills. We got the Panthers at the Saints. Michael Thomas has already been ruled out for this football game. You know what? I'm going to take the surprise. Give me the Panthers over the Saints in this football game. Green Bay at the Texans. Are you kidding me? Give me Green Bay. Browns at the Bengals. I'm going to go ahead and take the Browns in this football game. Lions at the Falcons. Give me the Falcons. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who just signed a B. Call me crazy. I don't know what's going on there. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Raiders. I'm going to take the Raiders in this football game over the Bucks. Jaguars at the Chargers. Give me the Chargers over the Jags. San Francisco 49ers at New England. I'm going to take the Niners. Garoppolo's coming home, baby. And he's going to beat the Patriots. Chiefs at the Broncos. Give me the Chiefs. And then Sunday night, I believe, Seahawks versus the Cardinals. I'm going to take the Seahawks. That's going to be a fun game to watch. And then on your Monday night, Monday, October 26th, 8:15, you get the Bears against the Rams. Why don't you go ahead and give me the Rams for that football game? Ladies and gentlemen, those are your Week 7 picks from around the league by me, yours truly, Joe Miller. And you have been listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, the voice of the Overreaction podcast, Joe Miller. You can always find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. Why don't you do that right now? If you are not following me, jump on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, follow me and I'll follow you back, I swear. With that, I just appreciate, as I always say, you guys listening. Thanks for hanging with me. This podcast was a little bit longer than some of the normal or regular preview shows that I do. But as always, I just thank you guys for listening. Do me a favor. If you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, wherever you are, social media wise, or at the office, tell a friend, right? So share this podcast, retweet it, tell a friend about, you know, hey, why are you listening to this or that? You know, if you want to listen to what I'm listening to, listen to my guy, Joe Miller, who is the host of the Overreaction podcast. And oh, by the way, listen to all the guys on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network. Tune into YouTube, hang out with me and Jay Spence on Wednesday nights for the Hump Day Hotline on YouTube. But as I say, you guys are great. I love my Bills fam. I love my Bills fam with all of my heart, and I love the opportunity to just get to talk to you guys, to interface, to interact with you guys. Stay tuned, as always, after the Bills game for the tweet that goes out that says, hey, Bills fans, Bills Mafia, how are you feeling about this game? If you send me a tweet and you respond to that, I'm going to read them on the air. So with that, I'm going to let you guys go. Appreciate y'all. Stay healthy, stay safe, and always, go Bills.
Hello, this is real estate broker John Spaschak with Keller Williams, better known as the Market Dominator. You know, today's real estate market is as hot as it has ever been. So if you are looking to sell your home, chances are it will sell fast. But the real question is, will you be able to sell it for the right price? Folks, I have just developed some very unique marketing strategies with the effective use of AI, artificial intelligence, that help bring the highest paying buyers to the table so that you don't leave any cash behind. You can reach me at 716-570-3298. And if you are on the buying side, you will likely find yourself in multiple offer situations. You will need unique strategies in order to win in this highly competitive market. I have developed some strategies that are out of the box. I can't share them all with you on this ad, but if you call me at 716-570-3298 or shoot me an email at yourelitebroker@gmail.com or hit me up at Twitter at yourelitebroker, I can give you everything you need to win in this market, just as our Buffalo Bills are going to do it. Go Bills!
My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Water wrap.
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with a movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on. You really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high-five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store or online today. Ashley, for the love of home.